The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think the Texans are at least in talks to make some trades. What are you hearing?
So I do think that they are digging around on a wide receiver. And my guess is if they look wide receiver, it's going to be for a speed guy. I mean, I would absolutely be looking at DeSean Jackson. Maybe I start with the fifth and see where it goes from there, and a fifth might even get it done, but he would really give you a lot of what you are missing with Will Fuller right now. You just don't have a field stretcher.
The World Series ended last night, and we haven't even mentioned it.
You see the ratings?
They're horrible.
Terrible. I have some theories about that.
There is a segment that has decided ESPN has a huge agenda and doesn't want anything to do with it. What do they do to the Red Sox? They force them down your throat all year long.
At the end of the regular season, how many Red Sox players do you think could have gone through the mall and not been, like, harassed as a famous person? Chris Sale could walk by you and you wouldn't know it. It's crazy, right?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. What the hell is yours again? I got my name, Jong. I'm going to have to look it up every single time now until I memorize it. My name, Jong. He's no longer Jong Snow, so don't tweet at that. A few people have tried. It doesn't work. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. It's a lot of good stuff. Lance joined us for a couple segments, as he always does on Monday. That was good. Kind of got into a general sports conversation, very unlike us. But people seem to enjoy that. So we haven't gone through any of the NFL or college football. We will. I do want to bring up one thing that somebody did text me. When we were talking about the ratings and such for the World Series, he goes, maybe it's just because it was a crap series. Last year's was entertaining. That's true. Maybe it was. But they did have their most viewership in Game 5 when the Red Sox clinched. Okay, before we get to some of the NFL games, did you see what Odd Shark sent out as the favorites to be the next Browns full-time head coach?
No. Were you surprised that they fired Todd Haley along with Hugh Jackson?
Not really. I'm guessing Greg Williams becomes your head coach, and I don't think they were very impressed with either one of those guys.
I guess my thought is now you're asking Baker Mayfield to learn a second offense halfway through his first season.
I'm sure it's the same terminology. I mean, whoever they put in their quarterback coach or whatever, it's the same terminology. It'll just be a different guy calling the plays. But I will say that you will never guess who they have as the favorite to be the next full-time head coach.
I have no idea. Urban Meyer.
Not on the list. This one's more unlikely to me than Urban Meyer. Sean McVay is your 2-1 favorite.
Yeah.
Do we know the thought process behind? John sent this to me. So, John, do we know what the thought process is behind Sean McVay leaving a team that is destroying the league to coach the Browns?
And moving from L.A. to Cleveland, a reverse LeBron?
Yeah, I'd like to hear the reasoning behind that. This is just from Oddshark. They just said, who will be the next head coach? He is the 2-1 favorite. Second favorite I could actually see them doing, although I don't know the guy's ready to be an NFL coach, Lincoln Riley plus 225.
I was going to guess him next. He's another guy that I thought.
When I said you would never guess him, you would guess him.
Yeah, I didn't guess him.
Yeah. They have Zach Taylor at plus 550. John DeFilippo at plus 650. Dan Campbell plus 750. Oh, we remember him well from his interim day with the Dolphins when he killed the Texans. Brian Flores plus 750. Dave Tube plus 800. Jim Harbaugh plus 1,200. Bill Belichick plus 2,000.
Maybe they know something that we don't know. I bet they've taken zero bets on that.
Yeah, I bet they're just putting the odds out there. the comments are basically, how do these guys know this? And
now, here's the one thing I will say about the NFL. Like, McVay's contract details aren't public. So,
yeah, there may be an out clause for him to go to Cleveland.
We don't know what he's making, and maybe my guess is the Rams know what they have, and they're paying him more than fairly.
I'm sure he got a big bump last year.
Yeah, it's laughable.
I think they just put Belichick on there for fun.
I think Lincoln Riley's the choice that makes the most sense because.
And I wouldn't rule out Jim Harbaugh. I could see him wanting to get back to the NFL.
I think he's finally starting to turn it around at Michigan, though. It seems like an odd time for him to get out.
He never stays anywhere long.
Yeah. Had he not had this season, I would have thought you were right. But this seems like finally he's been waiting for a season like this.
Yeah, but okay, let's say they get the playoff and maybe even get to the finals. And he says, okay, I'm going back to the NFL. Well, I could see that. All right, let's look at some of the NFL games from yesterday, and we will start with the game in England, where the Eagles beat the Jaguars 24-18. They did cover the spread.
That was
the important thing.
They did cover the spread. They tried not to, but they did it.
The one thing about the Jaguars, they tend to draw you into these fairly ugly games.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what to make of Blake Bortles, because he at least didn't throw any picks. He did not lose a fumble. He did fumble once, but he didn't lose it. But he made some plays with his legs. He rushed for 43 yards.
Yeah.
Just not enough. And I don't know if it's... we talked about it before, not being able to take advantage of the weakness of Philadelphia, which is your cornerbacks. But, Blake Bortles... he's so high variance. Like two or three games a year, you're going to look at him and go, wow. And then every other game, then he's going to have two or three games where you go, oh, he gets benched like he did against the Texans.
Yeah.
This one was just kind of a meh game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good enough, and the Eagles got it done.
I was glad. That was one of my wins this week.
Yeah, I was glad, too, that because I parroted your play, which was Eagles money line, Chiefs money line. So, yeah, I was very happy that the Eagles won that. But it's hard for me to figure out what is really wrong with this Jacksonville team. Now, having four of your defensive backs, well, apparently there were a lot more players than that out there, too.
Yep.
And if you haven't seen the story, they were detained for not paying their bill because they thought all this champagne was comped. Turned out to be a $57,000 U.S. dollar bill. I think it was like 40-something euro.
Yeah.
What the bleep are you doing out at a nightclub the night before a game?
No idea.
I mean, that is just unacceptable. Drinking that much? Now, I'm sure they spread it around to some strippers. I'm sorry, some young ladies.
Right.
But what the bleep are you doing? I think the Jaguars are in some real trouble here. And, Doug Marrone's got to get a handle on that situation. This one wound up being a play for me and a pretty good win. Bears 24-10 over the Jets. And you mentioned Tariq Cohen. They're trying to use him as a weapon the way that...
I just don't understand six touches on the whole game for him when every time he touches the ball, it's basically a touchdown's happening. It didn't make sense to me.
Why, he averaged 8 yards on five carries.
And
70 yards on one reception. I'd like to see them throw him the ball more, no question. I don't know that I want to see him as much as a running back. I think he's good for misdirection plays here and there, but I'd like to see him.
Jordan Howard's just a guy. I mean,
he's solid. I mean, he could take a beating, which is one thing. You don't want the guy out there carrying the ball 20 yeah. times, but he does need to get it more than that. But Bears get to 4-3. I still think this is a team that is going to continue to get better as the season goes on, and I think the Jets are going to continue to fade.
I stayed away from this game because, you know what, they went off at minus 10, Chicago?
Yeah, I got it 8.5.
I mean, isn't that crazy that the Bears would be 10-point favorites?
I was nervous about the 8.5 because I could see a backdoor touchdown there, but...
Yeah, but yeah, Trubisky's starting to come into his own. He had a nice game there, and the Jets, basically what it comes down to for the Jets is if they run the ball well, they've got a chance. If they can't run the ball, they don't, and they average 2.5 yards a carry or something like that.
That's so below average.
That ain't going to get it done.
Your beloved Cincinnati Bengals, 37-34 over the Bucks on the last play.
What Bengals, a crazy
game. I know,
game.
The Bengals had this game put away. 4 interceptions for Jameis Winston. And then they brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Fitzmagic leads them back. And they get a 2-point conversion to tie it at 34. And then the Bengals get down the field with a little time left and get the game-winning field goal. Never should have been that close, but it wound up being close.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing job by Ryan Fitzpatrick. You have to assume he's got the keys now again, right?
I have no idea what they're doing.
You know, like DeSean Jackson's asking for a trade because he wants to play with Ryan Fitzpatrick and not Jameis Winston. That's like all the talk about the Bucs coming into this week. And then Jameis Winston comes out and throws 4 interceptions. And it's like,
including
oh, boy.
A pick 6. Ugh.
We got to get away from this guy. Fitzpatrick brings you all the way back and almost wins the game that Jameis Winston had basically flushed into the toilet. I think the only logical choice is to just say, you know what, we're rolling with Ryan Fitzpatrick from now on. And honestly, the Bucs are lucky that they're finding this out now before they have to pay Jameis Winston, you know, big-time money. I think it's better for them to realize what he is and to get away from it. Jameis Winston's a guy who's got some great talent, but he's going to have these games that he blows up, and he's a pain in the ass off the field. I think they're better off without him.
Schefter said this about 5 hours ago that Fitzpatrick will start this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with that, though. I mean, I wouldn't have made that announcement. I would have tried to trade Winston off to somebody before then.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that. But the reality is he's got a lot of Blake Bortles in him, man. He'll have games where he can win for you. And he was pretty good last week. Or a week before, one of them in a loss. He was pretty good. But then he has those games where he turns the ball over and you're just like, okay, you're not consistent. You've got to get more consistency out of him. Seahawks over the Lions, 28-14. I think we both like the Seahawks quite a bit in this game, and they came through.
Yeah, I hit the Seahawks double because I hit them once plus 3 and once on a money line. And
I just played money line with it.
It was a really nice win for them. The Lions looked like they tried to come back late, but it was just a dominant game for Russell Wilson.
They ran the ball well, too.
Yep. Just not a lot of mistakes. And if the Seahawks don't make mistakes, they got a good shot. The Seahawks are going to be a really interesting team this week. Like, I'm not sure what the right answer is to this, but Seattle Chargers at Seattle.
I like Seattle.
Seattle's a 1-point favorite.
Give me Seattle all day long.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really close, really good game.
You know, it's interesting. Russell Wilson, that's the guy everybody always compares Deshaun Watson to. They had almost the exact same QBR and rating this week. Just almost exactly. And they, Watson had 2 more touchdown passes. That was it. But Russell Wilson, 14-17. That's not bad.
That's pretty good. That's what you call efficiency.
Yeah. Chiefs beat the Broncos 30-23. This game sure felt a lot closer than that. It never seemed like the Chiefs could
pull away. That's what it was. And they were – I don't think it was ever a doubt of who was the better team. It was just could they separate themselves, and they never were able to. Again, though, it's a decision at the end of the game by Andy Reid that could have covered and it also would have gone over, and he goes conservative and they don't do it. Andy Reid not making friends with the people who bet on his teams. I was glad I didn't bet Chiefs minus 10 because...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I would have been pissed.
But, I do think the Chiefs offense continues to look great. Defensively,
I still think a very good offense can victimize them. And I think that the Broncos are not a very good offense, but they were able to run the ball a little bit. And I think that, I still, there's a part of me that loves this Chiefs team offensively, but has serious concerns whether or not they can actually win it all.
Yeah, well, the concerns I had, and I mean, obviously Kareem Hunt's a good running back. He led the league in rushing last year, but he didn't run well yesterday. And when he doesn't run well, it's tough. It's tough to keep teams off balance. And honestly, it felt more like the Chiefs were defensively the team that was off balance most of the game because Philip Lindsay was running so well that it was tough for the Chiefs to really clamp down. And when the Chiefs can't separate themselves and you can continue to run the ball on them, if you get up, 14, 21 points, teams can't run and it's no big deal. You can just pin your ears back, go after the quarterback, and then play man. But in this situation, there's no running away. So the Broncos were able to keep them off balance all game, and the Chiefs defensively are still just not great.
All right, why don't you tell the people about Carbach, and then we'll do the rest of them.
Oh, yes. It's less than a week now till Foam Hinge,
yeah,
Fred.
I want to go to this.
Are you going?
I want to go to this, yes.
I'll be there since I'm almost allowed to drink again. One of the first things I want to do is get out to Carbach for Foam Hinge. It's going to be a fantastic lineup out there. The lineup is international this year, headlined by Wolf Mother. And I know Fred was talking about April Wine wanting to see them. They're going to be out there. Red Fang, The Sweet, Texas Flood. Tickets are just $23 in advance, $30 at the door. VIP is available for $80. That gets you a separate entrance, a VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, 3 beers of your choice, access to some special tappings, a meet and greet with Eddie Trunk, and a buffet by Carbach's delicious restaurant and patio. Go to CarbachBrewing.com to get your tickets today. Make it out to the restaurant. If you're not going to make it out for the concert, make it out some other night. The food is out of this world. The poutine, Korean fried chicken, crab cakes, Hatch chili mac and cheese. Those are just a few of my favorites. They're open daily, 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner, and they serve brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the details, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach. She needs a drink, so she starts shaking.
But a victim till his heart starts breaking. No real tears, cause ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Ashton says Dirk Cutter's done either way. I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't know how you win in that situation. All right, let's move on, get the rest of these games knocked out, talk a little college football. And tomorrow we'll take an early look at the lines and talk a little gambling. I know I'm getting a lot of gambling question texts, and we'll definitely get into that tomorrow. But Redskins over the Giants, 20-13. How about Adrian Peterson? Is he any good?
It was pretty good yesterday.
Been pretty good all year.
Yeah.
He's on pace for 1,500 yards.
He was great yesterday. He's been pretty good all year. He was great yesterday. Yeah, Lance was talking about, do the Redskins, are we disrespecting them, what they've done? And maybe we are. I mean, I don't know what it'll take for me to think the Redskins are a good team, but they're definitely getting closer to me having to eat crow on them and just say, you know what? Yeah, they are pretty damn good.
I said before the season they might be better with Alex Smith than they were with Kirk Cousins. And I think the fact that you've added Adrian Peterson to that, they might be. Well, yeah, they're better than they were at this point last year.
And defensively, I mean, they stopped the run. Yeah. They shut down Zeke Elliott last week. They shut down Saquon Barkley yesterday. These teams that come in with these dominant running backs, they did it to David Johnson early in the year. If you've got a dominant running back and you come in and the Redskins say, nope, you ain't beating us that way, a lot of these teams don't have a way to do it. Now, granted, that's teams that had, I even forget who the Cardinals started week one. Was it Bradford week one?
That's briefly, yeah.
Bradford, Dak Prescott, and Eli Manning. So it was tough for them to find a second way to beat them, but if you come in and your game plan is to run on this team, it ain't happening.
Steelers beat the Browns 33-18. Steelers always beat the Browns, except for this year when they tied the first time.
Yeah.
And Hugh Jackson, gone.
I thought the Browns would come out and show a little more fight. They didn't. Yeah,
see, I think the Steelers have quietly righted the ship. And the Browns are back to being the Browns. And
yeah.
I don't know how much a coaching change
is. We got to find that intern. I need that $100, Sean.
What was your number?
8.
Oh, God.
Under 8.
So they would have to almost, they'd have to have one loss the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Now, right? Yeah, because they're two. They could lose 2.
Well, they're 2-5-1.
Yeah, they could lose 2 and be 8-7-1. So yeah,
that ain't happening.
8-2 finish down the stretch. Panthers beat your beloved Ravens 36-21.
Yeah.
Cam Newton was really good yesterday, although I thought it was interesting that he didn't want to test his shoulder on the Hail Mary.
Yeah. Lamont asked me during the game, are the Ravens frauds? And they might be. They're one of these teams that if they get a good defensive performance, they're always in a game. But if they don't get a good defensive performance, their offense isn't good enough to keep up with these other teams.
No, they have won a couple of games because of their offense this year. I just think
they also haven't had games where their defense just crapped the bed like it did yesterday.
No,
either.
I think they're just inconsistent, and frankly, they remind me a little bit of the Texans. I think if the offense is playing really well, they're going to compete with anybody. But the offense doesn't play well often enough, and you're relying on your defense. You're going to win games that way. You're also going to lose games. I don't like seeing them get blown out like that. But the Panthers are, what they did last week was pretty amazing. Different kind of game this week. Yeah, this is what good teams do. You win some, you win some close games. You win some grinded out games, but you blow teams out too. And maybe that's what the Panthers are, as a good team.
And man, the Ravens have some tough games ahead of them. Their next 2 weeks are Steelers and Bengals. And then they've got road games in Atlanta, Kansas City, and against the Chargers left. That ain't a walk.
Colts beat the Raiders 42-28. Big game from Andrew Luck. Derek Carr was pretty good, too.
Derek Carr was good.
You know what? I think one of the things that's really helping them is the return of Marlon Mack.
You think? 132 yards rushing. They just kept feeding him the ball. And
you can run the ball like that. It makes life easy for Andrew Luck to carve you
right
up.
And it's funny to say that Andrew Luck only had to throw the ball 31 times this week, but that's way less than he has been throwing it. So, that helps him quite a bit just to have a running back that they can count on. And they got Jack Doyle back, who's been a nice target.
Yeah.
He was healthy for Andrew Luck.
Although Ebron played really well for them.
He did. He did. He played well again yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
oddly, T.Y. Hilton was kind of the ghost yesterday. He did nothing, and the Colts were still able to put up 42.
Rams beat the Packers 29-27. Boy, everybody was mad at Todd Gurley for taking the knee late.
I was a little mad myself. I didn't have the Rams to cover, but I have Gurley in a fantasy league that's very important to me.
I didn't play this game, but I looked at it a long time from the Packers' perspective because we were talking about it last week. When was the last time you saw a +9 next to Aaron Rodgers' name?
Doesn't happen.
And, guess what? They covered. So, but Packers
could have easily not covered. That's one where you can't.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about not playing. I feel like it was the right thing to step
to just
away.
Stay away. Because, I mean, granted, they could have not fumbled their kickoff return, which, by the way, what a dumb thing to do. Just let the ball go over your head, whatever you've got to do. Don't take any risks. Let Aaron Rodgers do that work, not you.
Give that guy a chance to win the game for you. Cardinals 18, 49ers 15. 49ers dominated this game the entire
this
way.
This is so gross.
And then Josh Rosen just says, okay, I'm going to go win the game on the last drive.
Yeah.
You know who else was thinking about this? Aggie fan.
Oh, were they?
I'm sure they were. Well, yeah.
Why?
Flashing back to Josh Rosen beating last year.
Yeah, that was a that's a tough loss to stomach. The Niners felt like they were the right side. They were the better team almost the entire game, and then still found a way to blow it. So that's what bad teams do, though, and the Niners are officially a bad football team.
Well, so are the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You get two bad football teams.
I'm just saying I made the mistake of thinking that the 49ers weren't at the same level of bad that the Cardinals are. But
well,
they are.
They are, and I think the problem is when you looked at last week's Cardinals game where everything went wrong, and there's no way you could look at that and not say, wow, this team's just the worst in the league. Well, but that was a game where everything kind of just exploded on them with the Broncos.
Well, when you also,
I think they're bad. I just don't think they're that bad.
The last couple of weeks with the Niners, you've seen this Raheem Mostert come out and just be a force. And I was like, oh, man, they've got a real running back there. Matt Breida, 16 carries. Alfred Morris, 6 carries. Raheem Mostert, 2 carries. Kyle Juszczyk, 2 carries. The fullback got as many carries as him.
Yeah.
And he averaged 9 yards per.
Hey, that's that coach you love so much, dude.
I know. What's wrong with my boy?
Nah, he's having Super Bowl flashbacks.
Must be.
All right, Saints with a big win. If I told you, and I think RJ tweeted this
I wouldn't have listened because I'm an idiot.
No, that Drew Brees was going to throw for, 100 and whatever it was yards.
Oh, yeah.
And the Saints were going to win by 10. I think RJ tweeted out, if I told you that, how much money would you have put on the Vikings?
All of it.
Yeah, because the reality is they didn't win this because of Drew Brees, which that's fine. He's had several games that over the last couple of years they've won without him. They didn't run the ball particularly well, but they got
timely mistakes from the Vikings.
They did. They got a big play from Taysom Hill. They had 3 quarterbacks on the field at once, which I thought was pretty cool. But they also, they had short fields, and, it's one of those, if you just look at pure numbers, you're like, I don't know how they lost this or how they won this game. But watching it, they just kept finding ways to score at the right time and make plays at the right time. They win it 30-20, and guess what we have next week?
We've got
6-1 Saints versus unbeaten Rams.
It's going to be a good game, and we've got
Brady versus Rodgers is going to be a great week for only the second time ever, too,
yeah,
by the way.
There's some really good games next week.
And that Saints game at New Orleans, that's going to be pretty incredible.
I think the Saints did a really good job stopping the run, not letting Latavius Murray go off. And then, like I said, the Thielen fumble was huge. Kirk Cousins with a really bad interception. And he got sacked. See, I don't know how many times he got sacked.
4 times.
Oh, I felt like a lot. And I don't think Brees got sacked at all.
No sacks on Brees.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and I'm not saying that Kirk Cousins isn't a better player and that over time, as the season goes on, that he won't take them to better spots. But I think it also kind of, you look back at the season that Case Keenum had last year. I said it was going to be hard for Kirk Cousins to replicate that. Doesn't mean he's not a better player, but he's not getting the offensive line protection that Case Keenum got last year.
Yeah.
And I still think it's going to work out, but and I still think it was the right thing for the Vikings to do. But I also don't think the Redskins are crying too much over having Alex Smith instead of him.
No. Where do you – so power rankings now in the NFL, Rams kind of consensus number one. I think most people would say – Chiefs, Patriots, Saints in some order or 2-4. What's the rest of your top 10 look like now?
I'd have to.
Because I was thinking, man, for me, Vikings drop, Ravens drop. I don't know if I have the Eagles in my top 10.
I think I have them at the back end, but there still seems to be something off about them. I can't quite put my finger on it because the way Jacksonville played yesterday, they should have run away with that game.
Well, how about this? Are the Texans in your top 10?
No, but I don't think they're that far off.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go look at this. And I want to get to college football next, so can we do that tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do that tomorrow.
All right. Because, by the way, there is a game tonight if you want to play it. And you know where to play it. My bookie. You can play NFL. You can play some hockey tonight if you want. And the cool thing about MyBookie is whatever you're into, they got it. You were able to bet on Raheel last week. We told you under. We were right. But you can play NFL. You can play NBA games. College basketball is about to start, and you know Hoffman's going to kill that. Anything that you want. I've got CFL playoffs coming up. I'll have some plays for that. They've also got horses. Breeders' Cup this weekend. Guess where my money's going to go? MyBookie. It is the online destination for anything. And they're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. That's what I like best about them. I know if I put money in there, I'm going to be able to take it out. Because when you win, they pay. They've got in-game live betting. So if I'm late getting home tonight and I want to bet the game, I can jump on and do it. And all you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or Google MyBookie on your computer or mobile phone and get your account started. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. And a couple of things that we will do tomorrow. We'll go through lines like we always do. We'll do a lot more college football because we've kind of...
we've ignored it today.
Yeah, and there's so much I want to get to. So we'll be very heavy on college football tomorrow. And also, we'll talk about this a little bit more also when you guys tune in tomorrow. But I want to thank you guys for making us number one 10 months in a row. It really is, for all the goofy pretend diva stuff we do, you guys are why we're where we are. And if we can get it for two more months, really it's one more month because the last one is the holiday book, which is we don't pay a ton of attention to, then we will have a Blitz party for everybody. Just for Blitzers.
Yeah.
So
if you like the Bench or Palillo or Usual Suspects, you're not invited.
No, you can come.
No. Only Blitzers. Hardcore.
No, we're gonna invite everybody. Come on. But the reality is it's gonna be a Blitz party. It's not gonna involve those guys because we're gonna have been the number one show. That's my
point. Day is this happening on?
I don't know yet. We have to actually do it
first. I don't know if I'm there or not.
Oh, stop. I didn't say Palillo was gonna be invited.
Okay.
I mean, he can come if he wants.
I just don't want his listeners there.
Oh, stop. There are people who actually listen to both shows. I know this is going to be a shock to you.
No way.
No, I have a very good friend who listens to both, and it surprises me. Yeah. All right, so let's just take a look at a couple of the games from the weekend. Let's start with Texas because this one, they're down 31-0 before you know what's going on. The stuff at the end, listen, I like Tom Herman. I think one of the things that makes him a really good coach is he's very emotional. It's also one of the things that causes him to lose to teams like Oklahoma State and SMU and UConn and Maryland. And that was the whole thing was, oh, Texas is back. Texas is back. I've been saying all along, they're not going to win out.
No.
And they
were never the sixth best team in the country.
No, and they were going to lose a game like this. And I still think they're better than Okie State, but they didn't play like it. And that was... yeah, I mean, and give Cornelius credit. He looked really good after the beating he took.
I mean, I think it keeps going back to when Tom Herman's a big favorite, you don't want anything to do with him. Or if he's a favorite, period, stay away from him. And if he's an underdog, you know Tom Herman's going to have his boys up. That's what rah-rah guys do.
And the reality is he's going to have to figure that over time. Mac Brown was the same way early in his career. He lost some games where you just go, really?
Yeah.
And Mac figured it out.
Although, boy...
Most of them are good teams, though.
What do you think next week is going to look like against West Virginia?
Guess who's favored in that game?
Tom Herman?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it's going to look like?
It looks like West Virginia to me.
That's what it looks like to me, too. Although I don't usually bet on West Virginia on the road, but after what I saw them do to Baylor, it's like, oh, boy.
Well, I think they were so pissed off after what happened the week before. Georgia crushed Florida.
Yeah. That was surprising.
I'll tell you what, here's another thing you've been right about, is like take Oklahoma to cover whatever spread right now.
Yeah.
Because they just mashed Kansas State.
Yeah, this is not your average Kansas State's going to be tough and fight till the end team. They're garbage.
Kentucky, we talked about that earlier. I don't want to mention that. Here's another game I don't want to mention ever again. Washington State 41, Stanford 38.
Ugh. I don't want to talk about that
17 fourth quarter points that Stanford gave up. And then, I mean, the Pac-12 is just falling apart. Washington loses to Cal.
Oregon loses to Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, and gets blown out.
I think on Saturday, every Pac-10 team that or Pac-12 team that was favored lost outright.
Wow.
The only reason it wasn't a clean sweep is because Utah beat UCLA on like Thursday or something.
But yeah, and crushed them.
The other five games all went the other way. Colorado, they were up, I think, 28-3 against Oregon State.
Yeah, lost to Oregon State.
What? Yeah.
We talked a little bit about Aggie.
Who'd fire everybody.
Nick Fitzgerald. Certainly a different-looking Nick Fitzgerald this week than last week.
Yeah. Nick Fitzgerald is really the reason why I bet against Mississippi State this week, because I was just done with him. I didn't think he was that good, and he had a really good day. And I actually thought Kellen Mond would be he would have his way against his team, and he was really borderline bad.
Well, to be honest with you, other than the Arkansas win, this is as bad as A&M's looked to me. Because the loss to Alabama, okay, that's going to happen. They damn near beat Clemson. They struggled against Arkansas, and Arkansas is not good. But this is the worst they've looked, I think, other than maybe the Arkansas game.
And they're now in a spot where when's the last time you saw them play and you were like, you know what, they looked really good. So, obviously, we praised them for playing tough against Clemson and Alabama, which are arguably the two best teams in the country. They beat Arkansas by 7. They beat Kentucky by 6.
That game was actually better than it looks in retrospect. Kentucky's pretty good.
They beat South Carolina by 3.
Mm. That was at South Carolina, though, right?
And then they lost to Mississippi State by 15.
That's bad.
What do you think about at Auburn next week?
Well, I think Auburn's a 6-point favorite, not surprisingly.
Yeah, and now
I think they're the same team. I think they're both disappointing this
right,
year.
But where this week, when you saw the Aggie with a plus number, you were like, really?
Yeah, I'm all over that.
I thought they've looked pretty good. Now that you put it all together, you're like, maybe not. Maybe they're just getting up for these big games and they're playing them tough, but they're just not that good. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Auburn's super disappointing as well. So I don't know what to think is going to happen.
That after they treated me like Marilyn Manson did Juice, I'm not having anything to do with them.
What I do know is what I thought was going to be a really good LSU Aggie game at the end of the season, it might not be that good.
Well, I think Fisher will get them up for it. No question.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the rest of these tomorrow. But I do want to mention UH now 17th in the country after what it did to South Florida. Without Ed Oliver.
Does that feel about right to you?
Yeah, it does. Although I think it's a pretty big jump to go from nowhere to 17.
Yeah.
But I also think they probably should have been at the tail end there last week, and they did just... Now, I was saying all along South Florida was the most phony undefeated team in the country.
Yeah, and if they couldn't even hang with UH without UH's best player...
Yeah, best defensive player. That kid they got playing quarterback, pretty good on the other
side.
He's good.
Yeah. But Ed Oliver is going to be a top five draft pick more than likely.
Yeah, but as college football quarterbacks go,
he's pretty good.
You're not going to find too many guys that are putting up better numbers than this kid. 7 touchdowns in that game, those for 419 and 5, and he runs for 132 and 2.
Question of the day. Who should be ranked higher, Fresno State or UH?
You know, the thing is, they both have kind of the same resume. They both have a win over...
They both lost to a Power 5 team, one Minnesota, one Texas Tech.
See, I think Texas... Well, I don't know if Texas Tech is better than Minnesota or not. But they both also have a win over a Pac-12 team, right? Fresno beat... who the hell did they beat early? Maybe they... Because the UH does have that. I thought Fresno beat somebody early.
I think they did, too.
I'm old and I drink a lot. I'll find it. But right now, UH is ahead of them, but... they beat UCLA.
That's right. Yeah, it's barely a team.
Yeah, so I'll say body of work. I'll give UH the edge. I also think UH is in the better conference.
Yeah,
but
I do too.
But if Fresno beats Boise,
then it's a conversation.
Although Boise's not really anything special this year.
By the way, this week, how many new teams in the AP top 25?
Seven
new teams, including Fresno, UH, and Utah State, moving their way up. So, all right, let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Aubrey, how you doing, bud?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon. Man, this weather we've been having has just been gorgeous, huh? Just basically captured San Diego's weather and rodeoed it over here.
No one's complaining, man. No one's complaining for sure. Make us a deal, Aubrey. Absolutely. You always do.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, friends, you will not complain about. It's a guarantee at dirtfreecarpet.com, 281-DIRT-FREE. Somebody was, you know, we have a texting, when people could go on the website, they can text us. And so, depending upon who's in line, they answer the calls. You know, we can all text the customers if they have a question or roll over. You know, they ask me a question, you know, how do I know that we're going to be happy? We know that you're going to be happy because you're going to start with very warm area. we see sometimes 100, 150, 80, 90, 70, 165 jobs in a day. I mean, in one day. We've been in millions of homes through the years. You pick up the phone, you dial 281-DIRT-FREE, you're getting the most advanced technology in the world. No soaps, chemical residues, or tank water. We built our own machine that alters the water, filters, softens it, and alters it. Then we have a giant truck we roll out there with. We have our own wand. We have our own pre-stat we own. When you dial 281-DIRT-FREE, you're getting the very best. How do you know it? We'll start in the worst area. If you don't love it, you don't pay a dime. We'll go to another job. So give us a shot in your home, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. We'll come out and do 3 rooms for $100. $100. I'll make $26 on that. So call right now. Be one of the first 20 callers. Get the price lower. November, it will change. 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpet.com. You'll get a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. So now's the time to give us a shot. Let us come out. Starting tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, your wool rugs, air ducts. Let us come out, use a $100,000 machine on it, and see if we can't get it right. No soaps or chemicals, and I know it's going to make you happy. 281-DIRT-FREE.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. We'll talk to you next week, Aubrey.
Thanks, guys.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we are back on the Blitz, and I guess we'll have to do the dumbass report tomorrow, too, AJ.
We're piling a lot of stuff into tomorrow, man.
Oh, well. So I don't have to redo all my show prep since I've got everything on next. I want to do a lot more college football tomorrow, too, and we'll obviously talk about the game tonight. I did just punch a ticket on an alternate Patriots money line at -20.5 at +190.
I like that.
So 832 says, which is more surprising? There's big fans of Charlie or Fred Has Friends?
Ooh. No, Fred is a friend maker.
Dude, you can make fun of me for a lot of things. That's not one of them.
Yeah.
You know, let's try to, you know.
Now, the fact that there's people who, women who have had sex with Fred, like a lot of them, that's weird. But, I mean.
You know,
friends, he's a friendly guy.
But, yeah, you want to say I'm a disgusting old troll that, you know, I suck at marriage. Yeah. And there's a lot of things you can get me for. But that one, I'm a friendly person.
And yeah.
And I love the people, and I do a lot for the people. So, Texter also brought up something that we talked about off air, that A&M overlook game because LSU's the following week is UAB. I'll be curious to see what that number is.
Same here.
You know, because Vegas will probably factor that in, especially if they lose to Auburn. I don't think that number is going to be very big. It's Mississippi before then, I believe.
And UAB's tough, man.
Yeah, UAB's sneaky good. All right. Well, there's the music. This show flew by again. Want to thank Jong Lee. Even changing his Twitter handle, he's still a good dude.
It's all right.
Good to have him back. Want to thank AJ Hoffman. Great job. Want to thank all the Blitzers for making us number one again.
10.
10 in a row. Couple more and we're having another big party. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.